Kendra Edwards is a shy, quiet 22-year-old with long brown hair. She lives in Arkansas with her grandmother and is confined to a wheelchair. But it wasn't always that way. Several years ago, Kendra started having difficulty walking. Pat Bronner is Kendra's grandmother.
When we first noticed the condition, probably Kendra was around 6 years old. Everything up to that time had been great. We noticed that she had been doing a little bit of toe walking, and then she started dragging her right foot. So we got a little concerned, and we started taking her to doctors.
Edward's parents even took her to the Mayo Clinic, but doctors were stumped. A few years later, Edwards lost both her parents to cancer. But Kendra's family continued to look for a diagnosis of her condition. Still no answers. Again, grandmother, Pat Bronner.
We left the doctor's office a lot of times, almost in tears.
Kendra's condition became progressively worse. She lost all use of her legs. After years of seeing different doctors and specialists, she eventually found her way to the UAB Undiagnosed Diseases Program, or UDP. And after many hours of interviews, tests, and procedures, what had been elusive to so many physicians was finally diagnosed as ADCY5-related dyskinesia, a movement disorder that stems from a genetic mutation. Approximately 100 people worldwide have been diagnosed with the disease. When the UDP takes on a case, a team of specialists is created specifically for that patient. A team might include pediatricians, geneticists, cardiologists, and oncologists. Martin Rodriguez specializes in infectious diseases and is on the UDP team. He says nowadays, many doctors don't have much time to spend with patients.
With this program, we do take the time, sometimes we have evaluations that last hours, to really go into the depth of the illness and go back and review the records and get a very complete history. So that's a very important thing in the evaluation of these patients.
Bruce Korf heads the UDP and the UAB Department of Genetics. He says, in addition to spending time with patients, another factor is essential to the mystery-solving process, investigating links between a disease and a patient's genetics.
We're sifting through potentially 4 million genetic variants on any particular patient, looking for that needle in a haystack that, for the most part, at first blush, doesn't stand out. It's not like painted red or something. And it is a really laborious, but sometimes kind of exciting task, trying to figure out which of these needles is the one that's actually different.
It's the in-depth family history combined with a deep dive into a genetic pool that allows doctors to solve these types of medical mysteries. Ashley Cannon is a genetic counselor for the UDP. She says often by the time families get to her, they've given up on a diagnosis.
If I were these families, I think I would be coming into the room and be like, you know, this is the story, but I don't really think you're going to find anything. But I've found that so many people are just happy to sit and talk with someone that believes in that there truly is something going on.
Korf says the entire healthcare community benefits by solving these mysteries. The UDP shares its findings with other healthcare professionals, saving countless hours and dollars on lengthy and costly investigations. Since its creation, UDP has seen about 100 patients. Its success rate is a little more than 50%. As for the future of the program, Korf says as technology, especially in genetics, becomes more sophisticated, he expects the success rate will improve. He says currently, there's no cure for Kendra's condition, and it's so rare, no one knows how it will progress. But for Kendra and her family, knowing what she's up against makes all the difference. For WBHM, I'm Les Lavoie.